Is this grounds for divorce?
House phone 248-398-9279. Now, what happened in the garage yesterday?
Oh, I'm fired up about this.
Okay.
So yesterday I was out working in the garage, just cleaning it up, doing like a spring clean to it.
Sure.
And then since we just moved in, I wanted to add some shelving units and make it my home. I was out there doing it. Heidi comes out, my wife, and starts questioning where I'm putting shelves, where I'm putting the lawnmower, stuff like that. And then I got fired up and went, what are you, first off, what are you doing? This is my area. Don't come into my area and tell me what things should go, where things should go. This is my area. And then it got a back and forth about how, oh, so, this is our house. This is part of our house.
I'm so like, you're laying claim to the garage. This is my room. This is my space.
The garage is mine, right?
So
I'm
Heidi,
right on this.
Who's 7 months pregnant, came out and was telling you should probably hang that up over here or put that there.
Yeah, and it was just like, oh, now you care about the garage? No, this is my area. So I want to know. Oh, I want you to confirm that I'm right.
Oh, so you're looking for affirmation this morning.
Yeah, confirm. Yeah. Help
or
me out
is
here.
He being an idiot? 248-398-9279.
It's my area.
I have told you repeatedly. It's all about the hill you're willing to die on.
This
right?
is one of them.
Okay.
This is my space.
248-398-9279 is our house phone. So, you honestly feel like, okay, and this is where you're going to, well, you might be living there if you keep going.
Right.
Yeah.
But no, it's like this, come on, you know I go out there, I spend a lot of time working outside and doing stuff around the house. This is my little spot. Got the radio out there and everything. Let me put stuff where I want. What does it matter to you where the lawnmower's going? You're not touching it.
Okay.
So just help me out here.
I'm with you.
It is my area, and I'm right for getting fired up yesterday, right?
You're getting fired up again just talking about it.
Yeah, she got me going.
By the way, I don't know how this is going to work out. I'm looking over at the phone calls coming in. I'm seeing it's all women.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe.
Yeah, no, there's another female call. Joe, yeah, Life 5.
I got a text from Joe here.
What did he say?
He goes, here's one for you, Ryan. Why don't you tell Heidi to go back to her room, the kitchen? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Really? Start
something,
Joe?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's a full rack of calls.
Oh, jeez.
Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
So, with Ryan, what do you think?
So, Ryan is absolutely right. However, she is 7 months pregnant. So, maybe that argument or that choice of words should happen in, I don't know, 2 months?
Right. So, yeah.
So, you're saying that her reaction's just from, obviously, everything that's going on, and she's real late in the pregnancy. So, I gotta give her a break and bring it up later on. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it could be... She doesn't care about the garage. I mean, come on. She doesn't care about the garage. It's just some kind of point she's trying to make. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. That is your area, and own it. Like, own it however you need to own it.
All right. Awesome.
Well, there you go. See,
thank
first
you.
Call for you. Melanie, have a great day. We appreciate you listening, too.
Thanks, love. Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Hi, Laura.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Ryan, sitting here with Ryan. You have some advice for this young man?
Yeah, I think unless Heidi's going to let him take control over some of her rooms, that he's absolutely right. The garage is his, and he doesn't need her input.
Wow.
Okay.
Laura, I don't think we were expecting the calls to go this way.
I know,
and Ryan is flummoxed. He doesn't know what to say.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Laura.
It's not even the room when people come over. They're not going to be going through the garage. So why does she care anyway?
Okay.
He's entitled to the room, in my opinion.
Is she listening right now or is she?
No, she probably. Yeah, she's listening for sure.
Okay. Good. All right. Well, Laura, he'll be sleeping out there tonight. So we'll, it's his room.
Well, it's warm, so he's got that in his favor.
There you go. Laura, have a great day.
You too. I love you guys. Have a good one.
Bye. Carl. Hi, Carl.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Hey, hi. How are you?
We're wonderful. You got some advice for this young man?
Well, I tell you, Ryan, you got to hold your ground, man. We have very little space we can lay claim to. And our wives don't need to be in that garage messing with our little worlds. hold on tight, man. Hold your ground. Doesn't matter the timing. I'm with you 100%.
Look awesome. At this.
I love it. Hold
this
on
is
tight.
Unbelievable. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. Carl, have a great St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you. You do the same. All right.
It's close to 70, and people are agreeing with you this morning. What is going on in Detroit? Well, this is weird.
It's a lucky day. St. Patty's Day, man.
Hi, Chris.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just wanted to say, Ryan, you can stay married. You are correct.
Woo-hoo! What is going on?
Well, you know, on the inside of any man's house, you know, you can't put stuff that you want to because it doesn't match the style or the design that your wife might prefer. So in my garage, I've got my fish mount, all my stuff from outdoors, my power equipment. So, yeah, that should be your sanctuary, and hang on to it. That's a hill worth dying on, in my opinion.
Wow.
All right. Awesome. I'll be right up at the top of that hill, baby.
Are you feeling emboldened? Yeah,
I feel good.
Enabled? Dude, hey, Chris, have a great morning, bud. Enjoy this weather.
Yeah, you as well. All right. Take care.
Bye. Shelly is texting in. Ryan, she wants to know where you are putting it, so when you can't find it and ask her if she touched it, she'll walk right up to it, pick it up, turn to you with the look of, that's why I asked.
Wow, that's...
Okay. It's not wrong.
No, not at all. I didn't think of that.
Okay, so everybody so far said Ryan's right. Heidi came out yesterday and was telling him, you know, where to put stuff in the garage. Ryan's like, this is my room. I'm in the garage. This is mine. Stay in your lane, Heidi.
Yep.
Okay. Every call so far has been in 100% support.
Yeah.
This will all change in 4.5 minutes because of one thing that dummy to my left said. You know what you said.
8 words.
Oh, so bad.
We'll flip this.
So bad. We'll get more of your calls. Grounds for divorce. 8:14. It's Big Jim's house. Morning.
Ryan in Big Jim's house.
So, yesterday you were out in the garage. Beautiful day, like today. Just kind of kicking around out there, getting organized.
Yeah.
And what happens?
My wife came out and started telling me where I should put things and asking me, questioning why I hung that there and why is that there. I'm like, dude, first off, it's my garage. Don't worry about where I'm putting things. It's where I want to put things.
So you just said, this is the hill you want to die on. It's like, the garage is mine. Keep it that way.
Right.
So far, everyone has agreed with you.
I know. It's pretty crazy.
Let's grab Tammy. Hi, Tammy.
Hi, how are you this morning?
We are wonderful. Good morning, and what do you think Ryan should do?
Oh, I think he's 100% right. You got this one, Ryan.
Nice.
When my husband was still with us, garage, 100% his. I pulled the car in, pulled the car out. That's it. He owned it.
Now, Tammy, I wanted to share with you what Ryan said.
Okay.
You told us you didn't have to offer up this part of the conversation, Logan. You did this all on your own.
Absolutely.
Oh, no, hold on, Tammy. Here's what he said.
Just wait.
Heidi. Now, for folks who don't know, Ryan and Heidi is 7 months pregnant.
Yep.
So they're in the garage yesterday, and Ryan's telling Heidi, stay out of the garage. It's mine. Leave me alone. Don't tell me how to set the thing up. And then you said what?
I turned away from her and went,
hey. Hold on. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I just sneezed out of nowhere. I am so sorry. I apologize for trying to help you out there. Wow, that was rude. I apologize.
I was going to sneeze over this.
Sorry about that, Tammy. Okay,
so
go ahead.
People don't hear it. No, I turned around to myself and went, oh, pregnant Heidi, bring back regular Heidi for this one.
Uh-oh. Cross the line
I
there,
said,
Ryan.
Yes. I asked my pregnant wife to bring back her regular self for this conversation. This is just the pregnant.
Wait a minute. She heard that? Yes. I thought you told me you just whispered
it. No, I thought I did, but she heard and went, what? And so I doubled down and went, I know this is your pregnancy brain talking right now and doing this, so... And that caused a whole...
Bad move, Ryan.
So, Tammy, now that you've heard that part of the story, even if it is Ryan's space, Heidi's allowed to grab a shovel off the wall and hit him with it, right?
Sure.
That makes sense.
Ryan, have you ever heard of nesting? Pregnant women nest towards the end of their pregnancy?
We had a couple text messages about that. So did you do that, Tammy? Is that really a thing?
It is a thing, yes, absolutely. You got to have everything ready, everything organized. Mm-hmm. I did a text message, but yeah, that's a thing. Ryan, come on.
See, you were doing so well.
I know.
You offered that up. Tammy, have a great day.
We
appreciate you listening, too.
Thanks. You guys were great. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Thank you.
this was going too well. I didn't know what to do, so I had to.
You sabotaged yourself?
Bomb into it.
You sabotaged yourself. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. 248-398-9279. Hey, Brian, thanks for holding. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, Ryan, there's a couple of things. One is the first thing is you're going to learn over the years that you have to pick your battles. This is not one you're going to win. But just so you know, she has her space, and that's her space, and you can't do nothing in it, and that's her space. But your space is also her space, and she wants to have input.
Okay.
Did you get that?
Yeah.
So what's the old saying? What's yours is mine, and what's mine is mine? That kind of thing?
And I would say there's probably a lot of emotions attached to it. So choose your words. You'll be fine. It's your garage. Move it around the way you want, because once she has a baby, she ain't going to be in the garage.
What a horrible thing to say to pregnant Heidi. Can you bring back regular Heidi? Wow. That's
well,
a lot, Brian.
You know, my girlfriend's going through menopause. She has a weight area, and I thought it would be really cool, and I got her this Bowflex.
Yeah.
It added to her collection, and I put it in the basement in her area. Oh, she had a fit. I came home from work the next day, and it was in a pile over by my office. I don't want that in my space. That's my space.
All right, well, Brian, you'll be doing next Tuesday's ground for your ground. Yeah. Wow.
Should you buy your wife workout equipment?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, my good Lord. Thank you, Brian.
She don't need it. She don't need it.
No, too late. Yeah,
she
that was put in a goalie after it's already hit the back of the net, dude. Yeah. See you, Brian. 248-398-9279. Shane had some really good advice. Hey, Ryan, it's Shane. Hey, let me ask you something. Does Heidi have her own drawer in the bathroom, do you know, for makeup and stuff? If she does, start putting all your stuff, your clippers, your shavers, and all your man stuff in there and see how she likes it.
Yeah. Then you're right. Then I'd be living in that garage.
Oh, I think after this, you're pretty much going to be sleeping out there today. Has Heidi heard any of this? Have you heard a text from her or anything?
No, I haven't. You know what? I don't know. I got the camera going up on our phone, so I don't know if she's texted me or on my phone. But
all right.
Yeah, I understand. I know that wasn't the greatest thing to say back to her, but I'm sorry. I also think it's true that this pregnancy is making her do. I know it is making her do and say and think weird stuff because she gets fired up at me for. No, I came out of the shower the other night, sat down next to her, and she just said, will you please get away from me? I didn't even say a word yet. It was just my presence.
Well, our program director does that every time we have a meeting. Same thing.
Yeah. Oh, man.
No, all right. You were doing so well.
I know. Jim texted in and said, you were so close to winning.
And now, back to Grounds for Divorce with resident young guy Ryan in Big Jim's house.
So, if you're just joining us, Ryan was rolling yesterday out in the garage, enjoying this beautiful weather. Going to be close to 70 today. St. Patrick's Day. We'll be at the Ultra Lily starting at 10 this morning, so come join us. So, you're in the garage. Set the table for everybody. You're working in the garage, getting everything ready for spring, and...
And my wife comes out and starts questioning.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Your wife, Heidi, who is 7 months pregnant with your first child.
Yes.
Okay. Just wanted to put that in there. Just
my lovely wife.
Just paint a picture with words. Nah, it's too late for that. Keep going.
So she comes out and starts questioning and wondering, why are you putting the shelf over there? What's that? You had the fridge over here. Why are you moving it over there? And I go, hey, hold on. Stop. This is my garage. Don't tell me where to put things. Just go back inside. It's fine. I got it. This is my area.
I never asked you. How did she initially react when you told her, like, whoa, my place?
Laughs.
She laughed at you?
Yeah.
Really? And then didn't leave?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. And, well, you're just doing it wrong. It looks stupid.
So is Ryan right on this one?
You look stupid.
Again. This is why you have text arguments with 13-year-old listeners. You're doing so well. 248-398-9279 is our house phone. Advice for the young man here. Hi, Conan.
How you doing, Joe? Big Jim.
We are doing wonderful, man. Sitting here with Ryan. You got some advice for him?
Yep. Stand your ground, but use diplomacy. You guys are going to be together for a long time. And I assure you, she's going to have a memory.
So this is the one. You got to stand your ground.
Okay.
This is it.
Stand
we talk,
your ground.
We talk about it, Connor.
Diplomacy while you're doing it. Yeah.
I tell them all the time, Connor, I'm like, man, the one thing I learned in marriage is figure out the hill you want to die on. Seriously, is it worth it? Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stand your ground.
Stand your ground, man.
Yep. 100%. Now you got to make up for that little mess up you did.
Oh, you mean that dumbass line? Pregnant Heidi, can you bring back regular Heidi when he said that? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So make that up for it.
Okay.
Yep.
You listen to Conan?
Got
Conan,
it.
Sage advice, man. Appreciate you, bud.
You got to take care, man. See ya.
Hi, Rich.
What's going on, guys?
Nothing, man. You got some advice for this young man?
Oh, yeah. He needs to wake up. Yeah, until the baby's born, you don't disagree with her at all. Even if you're going to disagree with her. And then when she goes into the house, do it your way anyway.
Oh, I see, okay. See what he's saying.
See, now, Henry the Hawk, who texts in all the time, he had the same lines as you. He said, just appease her for now. And then when she has the baby and she never comes in the garage again, move everything back to where you want it. So right along the same lines as you. All right.
Get her mind off of things. Take her for ice cream or something. You know, she's pregnant. You know, she'll forget all about the damn garage.
Oh, geez.
See? Okay.
Let's go for ice cream. You're pregnant. You want that stuff, right?
You don't say it like that, Ryan. You know, like, you know.
Until she messes with the beer fridge, you're golden.
All right.
Happy Valentine's Day. Here's some stupid roses. Okay. Thanks, Rich. Bye, bud.
Later.
Oh, cut him off. There he goes. Okay. 248-398-9279.
Yeah.
She's probably working right now, so you could be okay in this segment.
Yeah, I think she's in a meeting because I just texted her and she hasn't yelled at me yet.
Is it?
It's just a tough week for her. She's like never.
What?
She's like blown up, I feel like.
What do you mean?
She's really pregnant looking right now. Oh, my God. I am done.
You want to talk about...
Can we sleep at the old Shillelagh tonight?
Well, you might be, man.
Why do I say things? You right. Get me to say things.
Remember, no, I did. No, no, no.
No, no.
Don't drag me into that on this hill. Yeah, I'm not dying on this hill with you.
Did you tell me to say it?
I've been married a lot. No.
Here's the piece of paper you typed it on in an email last
that
night.
That is yours right there. Is it Fino? Good morning. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys.
So what do you think about this?
Well, listen, to give you some background, I'm on my third marriage. So I think I have a little bit of expertise on, you know, how to get into them and how to get out of them. The one thing that I've learned, you know, on my third marriage, I have to stress, is when to say something and when not to say something. And, you know, I was listening and just laughing at everything. But then when Ryan had just mentioned the fact that the other night he had gotten out of the shower and sat down next to her and she was like, you know, get away from me. I think he's forgetting that right now she is. Everything that is frustrating to her, makes her feel, you know, yucky and all that, she is blaming directly on him. So, and that's going to happen for another 2 months until that baby is born. She is, you know, she is probably going to hate him about a lot of stuff that he has no idea why.
Is this the whole Fino? This is the whole thing where you say, this is a, you did this to me, right?
Yeah, heard that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And listen, I got four kids, man, so I've heard it all.
Yep.
Great call. It's fun talking to you. We appreciate you, bud.
Absolutely. Have a great day, guys. Thanks for making me giggle in the morning. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Tom, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Good morning and happy St. Paddy's Day.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Ryan, yeah, you're definitely right. Hold your ground in that. But, sir, you made a terrible mistake. Because after that baby's born and you have a dispute down the line, she's going to let you know who you're talking to.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
This is regular Heidi. Do you want me to bring back pregnant Heidi?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You never thought about this. Wow, Tom.
Oh,
this is
no.
A wise man on the phone right now.
Very
you need to
wise.
Listen to Tom. Listen to your friend Billy Zane. He's a wise man. Anyway.
Thank you.
Great call, Tom.
Oh,
have a good morning.
No.
Have a good day, boys.
How you doing?
I'm fine.
When you listen to this entire segment, at the beginning of it, it was 180 out. Like the first five calls were all like, damn right, Ryan, this is it.
Yeah, if somebody started listening then and just tuned back in,
they would think it's two different things.
Scratching.
Yeah. Music bed here real quick. Don't say it, don't. So this all started with Grounds for Divorce. Ryan was doing really well trying to take over the garage. Heidi came out and was telling him where to put stuff. He said, no, this is my space. But then you made the comment to your seven-month pregnant wife. What did you say to her?
I said, hey, pregnant Heidi, could you bring back regular Heidi?
Oh. What is the dumbest thing you can say to a pregnant woman? Either you've done it or just make it up. 248-398-9279, because that's up there.
Yeah.
Could you hear it coming out of your mouth and went, oh, I want 100%. This back. I want this back.
That's most of the things. That's the most of the things I should say.
But you doubled down and repeated it to her.
Yeah, I said, I know this is your pregnant brain talking right now.
248-398-9279. 231, text it in. Are you sure you should eat that second burger? You're kind of fat. Thoughts and prayers for whoever said that.
I'll tell you what. I'll be honest with you. I thought like saying, oh, my gosh, look at your belly right now. Would be like a nice thing to say while you're pregnant.
Doesn't go over well?
No. I've ran into a couple of bad ones.
Like you said, that's kind of your MO, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Stuff comes flying on you.
It's like halfway through, it's trying to, like, my vocal cords are trying to grab it all and bring it back in, but... My whole life, man.
Scott in Madison Heights. What's the dumbest thing you say to a pregnant woman? You've really put on some weight? Yeah, that would be one. You can't say that.
I did say the other day, so we got weddings coming. Are you going to work out after you give birth?
You said that?
She was talking about weddings and stuff. I was like, oh, so you're going to start working out then, huh?
Wow.
Or get back to working out, because she did before, but...
All right, Jim, what did you say?
Oh, my gosh. I came home from work, and my wife was eating a Snickers.
Oh, no.
And I told her that she needed to eat more fruits and vegetables because she's building our child.
Oh, my.
Jim.
And the only reason that I'm still alive is because she didn't want to raise any of the children alone.
Oh,
okay.
My gosh.
All right. Well, there you go. All right, Jim. Man, well, thanks for sharing that story. It's nice to know you're still around. Have a good day.
Right. Thank you.
Bye. 248-398-9279.
Did give me a good idea with the Snickers, though.
Do I want to know?
Go ahead. A Snickers home. I'll bring a Snickers home to Heidi and say, hey, here you go. You haven't been yourself lately. That's brilliant. That's so funny, though.
No, it's not. Sean.
What's going on, guys?
You are, baby. Okay, so what'd you say?
I told my old lady her feet were huge. And they used to swell up, you know. And it's one of those things, you know, I learned now that, you know, you just keep your head down for 9 months, you know. Ryan, if I would have said that to my old lady, she would have said no, but I could trick you and take the married Sean and bring back the single Sean in a heartbeat.
Wow.
Oh, that's a good line.
That is a strong line.
Yeah, yeah.
Sean.
You know, sometimes I think your guys' show, Grounds for Divorce, is actually Grounds for Divorce. My old lady would have killed me.
Sean, oh, we appreciate you listening, brother. Have a good morning.
You got it, buddy. Take it easy.
Later. Hi, Tim.
Hi, morning, guys. How are you?
Good, brother. Happy St. Patrick's Day. What did you say?
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you guys, too. The High Holy Day is upon us. I made the mistake of telling my pregnant wife, who's had four of my beautiful children, are you sure you should be eating that?
You just can't say that.
But honestly, sometimes you're like looking out for them because they make you, my wife made me read all the stuff that she can, cannot eat. And so there's some things where I'm like, you sure about that? But it's like, God forbid you look out for them.
Right. Well, they never take it that way, that's for sure.
All right. Well, Tim, good call. Do you have a guest room? Because Ryan might need it after this.
Yeah, I sure do. Okay, three of my kids are out of the house, so we got two extra.
This could work.
All right, I'm coming.
Thank you, buddy. Hey, Tim, happy St. Patrick's Day. Talk to you soon.
You too. Take care. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, Joyce.
Doing?
We are doing wonderful. So now, what was the gift it says here you got a dumb gift when you were pregnant?
Yeah. Now, being men, maybe you don't feel this way, but being 8 months pregnant, for Christmas, I got a scale and a Suzanne Summer thing that you do with your legs.
Oh, the Thighmaster thing.
Oh, yeah.
The Thighmaster. Thank you. Yes. All right, it was humiliating, I thought, but...
Well, yeah, and who was... From hubby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still married?
Yeah. Unfortunately, yes, I am. Yeah, we've been married 35 years, so he has been forgiven. I do not let him forget that.
Forgiven, ever, but not forgotten. So, yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Joyce, we love you. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Have a great one.
Bye. Oof. I'm going to grab this call. Matt, I see what the call screener has up here. What did you do? What did you do, Matt?
So I've been with my wife for 17 years, and I wouldn't change it for the world, but one time I made whale noises when I was helping her up off the floor. So, Ryan, I think you're going to be all right. I'm still with my wife, so I don't think you have too much to worry about.
Oh, yeah. See, that was fun, and she laughed about it, right?
Yeah, after she tried to punch me in the face.
So you did that whole thing.
Pretty much. Yes, sir. Most definitely.
Well, it's nice to know you're still here, Matt, because half the people listening, you wouldn't be here.
Nope, pretty much. I'm pretty positive on that one.
Yeah. Awesome.
If there was anybody else.
Good talking to you, buddy.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Bye.
See, I just think it, like that, that would be a funny thing for me to say. Like the other weekend, we were walking out of the bowling alley, and I went, "She's stealing a ball! She's stealing a ball!"
You,
it's just fun.
It is amazing.
Jim texted and said, "Ryan, are you just trying to die?"
Yeah, it's pretty much it, man. There are easy ways to do this. Yeah. Okay. Well, so we're gonna stop. So we realize now. You realize what you did was not the dumbest thing you could say to a pregnant woman.
Right.
Because we've had proof this morning. So don't say it again. Can you make it 24 hours without saying something stupid to Heidi today?
Probably not.
Okay. Just stay at Old Chilele till noon tomorrow.
I'm in for that.
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah. That may actually happen, man.